This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day as we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it's Friday. I thought we'd do something a little bit different this afternoon. Over the last few years, we've talked about the development of the Ford's Pond Project west of Sutherland and saw what it looked like at the beginning. And we're going to talk about what it looks like right now and some of the things that are ahead. And in fact, we're going live to literally the far side of Ford's Pond this afternoon with some of the folks from the Friends of the Ford's Pond, Jim Hausman, Beth Hausman, also Andrew Cioni, who's involved as well. And Beth, we're going to start with you. Thanks for being on.
Oh, hi, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
So what do you see right now? You're on the west end of the pond. What's it look like right now?
Well, there's folks out walking, pushing strollers, walking their dogs. There's a couple of fishermen out here. And the bird life is just fantastic. A couple of great egrets flying by.
Now, I didn't realize you could fish out there.
You can. Following state regs, you can fish out here. We see folks doing it all the time. A lot of catch and release folks, so largemouth bass are preferred.
So what are some of the things that have been going on at Ford's Pond in the past few months?
Well, we have walking groups. Monday and Friday morning, we have Walk with Jude, which is a friend's sponsored activity. 9 a.m. walking around the pond. The UC Veg group is walking Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. And I believe the Umpqua Valley Audubon Society is getting ready to start their bird watching again February 14th. But lots of folks have been walking here every day. This park just gets so much use. It's just so fantastic to see. And of course, these dry days, we all want the rain, but with these dry days, lots of folks using the playground and having a great time.
I'm amazed. Whenever I've been out there, I usually run into somebody I know from something here in the area, and they talk about, in the case of some of the folks, they live out there, and they go around the park and check things out every single day of the week.
Yes. In fact, folks come here from Roseburg, Glide, all over. Yes, this has become a part of folks' daily lives, meeting their friends here, driving out here, walking with toddler groups. It's just become a great way to improve overall health and connect.
Back when you cast the vision for this and your group of folks had ideas about what could become of what was then, did you ever anticipate it would be this amazing?
We knew that the park had potential, but it's totally blown our minds how popular it's become. It really just draws in so many people. So we just love seeing everyone use it.
So talk about the relationship between the city of Sutherland and the Friends of Ford Pond as this continues to evolve.
Yeah, so we worked together. We partnered 12 years ago, and we did all the heavy fundraising on behalf of the city, did the grant writing, the fundraising with the private foundations, the local community, getting everyone to put in the money, get the match, get these grants, and worked with the city to build this park. And now we're transitioning on how we can work with the city going forward as we are caring for the park and adding recreational, educational opportunities to the park. So it's a change now that we're no longer into that heavy, how can we build it? Now it's how can we use it to its best potential and keep it looking beautiful and safe for the public. And we look forward to working with the city as long as we can to make the park thrive.
Now, when people look at the park and its location out west of Sutherland, is it actually in the city limits?
So the property is mostly outside city limits, outside the urban growth boundary. There's 5 acres that were left within the city, and that is where you see the amenities with the water and the sewer and the electricity in the playground area. But the entire property is owned by the city of Sutherland.
Right. It's certainly an interesting partnership, and it's really come a long ways. Let's let you pass the phone over to your husband, Jim. Jim Hausman's been involved with the with all of this since the beginning as well. Jim, talk about how many volunteers you have helping and caring for the park and dealing with all these nonprofit things.
Well, hello, Kyle. Jim from Birding Plaza. We have 25 volunteers. 6 of those serve on the board, and we have another 19 that help for the care and the beautification of the park, as Beth was explaining earlier. We're very fortunate to have those, but we're always looking for new people. There's a lot of work that goes on the front end, the care and the beautification, but also on the back end, keeping the social media updated with the Facebook and the website. And we're always looking for new volunteers to help with that, prepare the e-news, and to greet people for all these outdoor activities that we're currently doing, and also to bring their passion of a new activity to the park that perhaps they would like to share in the formal playground area or even in other parts of the park. So
you guys have been really proactive about getting these activities going. A lot of times communities will have a park and it will sit there and it gets used and people enjoy it. But it's a different feel when you've got these, you know, direct activities that are bringing out dozens of people at a time.
It is. And what we learned through this last 12 years is after you build it, you need new reasons to bring people out to the park, new exciting activities, and that's referred to as programming. And that's what our activities committee has done in the last year by bringing outdoor exercise, art, music, nature photography, exercise, all these things. And it's just individuals within the community wanting to share their passion and bring it here. And the community has embraced it. But so, there's always room for more.
So explain the funding for Ford's Pond as you were developing this. Beth kind of touched on that with it seemed like it was really beneficial to have a nonprofit working with the city, because you guys could go out and seek funding in certain places and the city could go seek funding in certain places, and they weren't always, it seemed like to be a very mutually beneficial way to do it.
Well, you're exactly right. There's certain funding mechanisms that the city has access to, and then there's other funding sources that the city would need a nonprofit. A lot of your foundational money, for example, is more easily accessible to nonprofit organizations. So you marry the two, what the city can go after and what the friends can go after, and you pool those resources oftentimes as matching funds. It's just a really smart way to do it.
Now, any idea where you're at in terms of how much money has been spent on developing Ford's Pond since it began?
We're at the $4 million mark in cumulative funds between all those different funding sources, not only foundation, but state park grants, federal grants, and private businesses and individual donations totaled up to that amount. So we've been very fortunate. The public has really embraced the project, and we really appreciate it.
When you guys got involved, now, if I recall from prior conversations, you guys can actually see, you and your wife can actually see the pond from your house, right?
Well, that's correct. In fact, I think the first interview you did with Beth was from the house because of inclement weather.
So that's got to be cool to work on this, put so much energy in this, both physically and, paperwork and all that kind of thing, and be able to look out the window every day and see how it's evolved.
I use the word rewarding all the time. It's very rewarding. It's very validating to have your efforts over the last 12 years to see the daily use that occurs out here with all the families and walkers and nature lovers. It's just a great place. It's got something for everyone.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. They are live from Ford's Pond. We're going to bring a third person into the conversation when we come back to interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Casey Bolton, the CEO of Aviva Health, will be on Inside Douglas County in studio on Monday. Today, well, I'm in studio, but Jim and Beth Hausman are not, and Andrew Tioni is with us as well. He is the stewardship team lead from the Activities Committee. Andrew, thanks for talking with us live from Ford's Pond this afternoon.
Hi there, Kyle.
So, how did you get involved with Ford's Pond?
I got involved because my wife and I bought a house and a few acres just down the road from Ford's Pond. We had no idea that Ford's Pond was here. I saw it on the map. I came with one of my dogs, and I immediately called my wife and said, "Oh my gosh, you won't believe what we just moved right next to. This is amazing." And shortly after that, I got a hold of the friends of Ford's Pond, and my wife, Nissa, and I both got involved with the Friends of Ford's Pond by becoming board members and volunteers.
So you really didn't, when you bought your property, you didn't know this thing was there?
We did not. And, you know, if we had known it was here, we probably wouldn't have negotiated so hard for the place we bought, and we probably would have paid more for it.
I guess that's what you can admit after the fact. That's That's amazing. So did you come from out of the area?
We were in Coos Bay. We were on the coast.
Okay.
And we thought this area looked really pretty and found a place we liked.
So the first time you were just probably in shock in a good way.
Yes, absolutely. We were always looking for a place to walk our three dogs, and they love it here. We have 5 acres, but our dogs aren't happy with that. They want to go to Ford's Pond.
Wow. So you have gotten involved with the Activities Committee. Talk about what you're doing with that.
Yes. So my wife, Nissa Rood, she chairs the Activities Committee, and she does an excellent job at that, bringing different groups and volunteers together to make activities happen, to give more opportunities for people to experience Ford's Pond and in different ways. So this was the first year, 2025, where that happened. And we had a lot of activities. There was a weekly yoga group, two weekly Qigong groups, a biweekly walking group, which is still going on. And we partnered with Thrive Umpqua to have a holiday bike ride with lights. And Thrive Umpqua separately did a 5K run. That was their second year doing this.
So you've had a lot of things going on out there. What's kind of the, as you look out today, and just kind of give us your perspective of what things look like out at Ford's Pond today?
Well, I'm enjoying the slightly warmer weather. We do need some more rain, although I am glad it's not raining right now. When I, the first thing I saw this morning was a bluebird. I noticed a western bluebird. They're one of my favorite birds. And right now I'm listening to meadowlarks sing in the background. It's a great time of the year to see ducks. There are a lot of ducks out in the pond. People walking around the pond, I see someone fishing. I've seen some pretty big bass come out of here. There's just so much to see everywhere you look.
What type of work is planned for this spring in terms of being good stewards of the facility?
So this winter, I am planting some trees. The best time of year to plant native trees and shrubs is the rainy season, because the rain helps them get established. So I have some cottonwood trees that I'm planting along the pond, and I also have some more oak trees to put in. This spring, I will be leading a wildflower walk. I don't know the date yet, but it will be sometime in April and May. You can look at our Facebook page for when that's announced. That was an event we did last spring, and that was a lot of fun. And this summer, there will be a grant-funded weed removal effort and seed sowing of native wildflowers.
So a lot goes on. You guys continue to not leave it static, but to continue to develop and make it better all the time.
Yes, we believe that community involvement and regular activities keep the community engaged in a park like this.
And as you now, how long have you been involved with Ford's Pond?
I've been involved for 1 year now.
And as you look ahead, I know you want to get more folks involved. If somebody's listening, what would you say in terms of encouraging them to get involved in some level with what's going on out there?
Yes, a lot of what happens here is volunteer work, and we can always use more volunteers, especially volunteers who already have a passion and something that they would like to offer. I came to the park with a background in habitat restoration and native plant landscaping. And I said, hey, I think that we have overlapping values here. How can we work together? And we went from there.
Wow. So you really, you really stumbled into it. And yet you're one of the qualified people to be working there. It's amazing.
Yes. Thanks.
That's a really good mix that you ended up exactly where you did. As you look, how much time do you spend at Ford's Pond? How often are you there?
I come to Ford's Pond probably twice per week. I wish I had time to be here every day. There are a lot of people who are here every day. About as often as I can. And, you know, if I haven't been here for a while, my dogs really remind me. It's time for a walk.
That's really cool. Why don't you pass the phone back over to Jim, and we'll finalize our segment here talking with Jim Hausman, who is the board president of Friends of Ford's Pond. Your background wasn't in work like this, was it? Or was there some connection to this kind of thing?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of your question, Kyle.
When you, if I remember correctly, you're retired now, but your work sort of revolved a bit around some land type work, right?
Oh, yes. National Park Service, different Park Service locations around the country. Yep.
So you were really kind of, you've really built some people who walk in with a great skill set.
Well, thank you. You bring your passion to what values you like, and you recognize potential on this piece of property, Beth and I did. And we pitched the idea, and here we are, 12 years later, with a great park.
And back up historically, for people that don't know, before all this started, what was Ford's Pond?
Well, if you go back to the early 50s, it was just dryland farming out here. And then my understanding is in the mid 50s at some point, Roseburg Forest Products purchased the property for their first log storage pond and increased the depth a little bit and impounded the water and then used it just for storage. There was never a mill site here. And they'd have a log source during the winter to draw from.
And then a lot of things had to happen to make it available and begin all of this.
Oh, well, right. The city's desire to purchase the property as part of their water storage for their Class A treated wastewater. And then we pitched the idea of the mutual benefit to the public for outdoor recreation. And it was a great combination of uses.
So if people want to find out more about what's going on out there, give them information about your website.
Sure. Very easy. FordsPond.org, FordsPond, FordsPond.org. And on that, you can find a link to for emailing volunteer interest. We have phone numbers on there. My phone number's on there. And that also links to the Facebook page.
All right. A lot of the information out there. And, of course, you've done so much to the park, but obviously more is on the way. Guys, thanks for being on with us today.
Well, it's our pleasure, Kyle, and thank you for all your support over the years to help make it happen.
All right, Ford's Pond to Jim and Beth Hausman and Andrew Cione this afternoon. There at Ford's Pond, we're in studio, and it's inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.